Now we're heading to Alistair and Jenna Bird's farm near Oxford in North Canterbury. Cosmo was there earlier this week to record the final episode of A Year on the Farm, the series he's been making with the couple over the past 12 months.
The last time I was here was in mid-August, I think, and you were at the start of lambing. What's been happening since?
Yeah, welcome back. Mid-August, long time ago. So we'd finished lambing at the lease block down there, so our early lambing, they've all been tailed, and we got a good result from there. So yeah, pretty happy with that. Those lambs coming through that block, and most of them will be gone before Christmas. So they're on track there. Up here on the hills, yeah, we're probably halfway through lambing up here, and lamb a bit later because we're a bit higher, and luckily the snow that they forecast a couple of weeks ago never eventuated, so we didn't eventuate to March. We had a wee skiff, but not a huge dump like they were suggesting, so that's a positive. And yeah, we've only got about 10% left of cows left to calve too, so well on our way for finishing all that. Just waiting for the grass to grow really at the moment, yeah.
Mm. Now when we were driving up the track to get to the top of the hill here, I saw some poles in the ground. It looks like you've been doing some tree planting.
Yeah, got my gym work in there for a week, planting 100 poplar poles. So we got them through a scheme called the SCAR program, working with ECAN to stop hill country erosion. It's the first time it's been in the Waimakariri district as a funding option for us hill country farmers, so pretty excited to jump onto that bandwagon. And they subsidise the, ECAN subsidise the poles, and then we just got to go out there and plant them. So we've signed up for another couple of hundred next winter, so I'll get my exercise in there as well.
Alistair, what can we see around us here? Because the view is quite spectacular.
Yeah, so starting off to our left over here in the cloud, normally you would see Amberley, or you'd see the sea out near Amberley, and you can see the ships going into Littleton, actually way out there.
On a clear day.
And wow. Then you come around and Christchurch to Port Hills will be in the distance. Pretty cool up here at night because you see the irrigator lights, especially in the summer. They're all flashing away on the ground, and then the stars up above. So the contrast is pretty cool here. Swinging around, we can't see Oxford because there's a hill in the way. And then over this side, there's the big Fonterra plant at Darfield. You'll see like Mount Hutt in the distance, and Mount Torless, and Porter's Pass and things like that. Yeah, some amazing views.
Yeah, and it's surprisingly chilly and windy up here.
Yeah, it's been pretty cold these last couple of weeks. We had a good start to the autumn, spring, and then, yeah, came in pretty cold and the grass has stopped growing, so we're tight for feed, but I think we're getting closer and closer to summer, so it'll warm up.
Now, pretty much all around us, we can see sheep and a few cattle. Do you normally have them grazing together?
Yeah, we do, yep. Different times of the year, they'll graze together, so at this point we've got some ewes that are set stocked in paddocks to lamb, and then we can manage the feed, the amount of grass that's in those paddocks. If there's too much, we can just put say 5 cows and calves in there as they calve, and then we can shuffle them around the farm just to make sure that the grass doesn't get away and become rank or lose quality.
On one of the hills near us, there's quite a bit of gorse. I guess that's quite good shelter for the sheep in particular.
Yep, that's one positive way to look at it. it is good lambing shelter. The gorse has grown hugely over the last 3 years just with the wet summers that we've had. It's just amazing. If we could only gain some income out of gorse, we'd be rich. But
I even researched if there was such a thing as gorse perfume. Because I love the scent of gorse. It's like a honey vanilla scent. But no, apparently not. There's all reasons why it's absolutely useless as an essential oil or as anything like that. So I abandoned that idea pretty quickly.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah. You're right, though, with the shelter. It's just a balance. Like, too much and there's no feed because they take over. The gorse takes over. But undoubtedly, that's, you know, they get in there. It's amazing shelter. You watch them over here, that even the lambs are just behind tiny little, pretty much dead gorse bushes. And it's just enough to keep them out of the wind. And the contour of the land is good too. They find their little spots. It always amazes me how good they are at getting out of the wind when I would have thought that would be quite cold there, but no.
Yeah, It's that natural survival instinct they've got. Yes. Always look for that point of shelter. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
What have been some of the challenges you've faced over the past several weeks?
Yeah, things have been ticking along quite well. Water supply probably is one of the big ones. So with the dry spell that we had, the dry spell a couple of weeks ago before this cold set in, the cows were calving, all the ewes were on the farm water supply. And then we just didn't make sure the intake was quite going well enough. So we ran out of water. So then it's a bit of a frantic thing to set the pump up and get some water flowing again. But we've got all that sorted. So that's good, because that clean water will definitely affect the production, you know, the ewes and the cows' milking ability and things like that. So it's quite important. Yep.
And Jenna, have you been out on the farm much over the past several weeks, or have you been in the classroom?
Yeah, last time I talked to you, I was just at the end of a back injury that really put me out over the worst time of the year. So Alistair managed to juggle everything. I was flat out for 4 weeks, at least. Maybe it was 6 weeks, I'm not sure. And then I couldn't teach either. So every week I'd say, yep, I'll be back, and then realise I wasn't quite there yet. So once I got over that, I did quite a bit of relieving and release teaching and absolutely loved that. And yeah, I'm going back this term. They've got a week that they need me to fill in, and they're letting me do wool. So I'm quite excited about that. Fantastic. Or sheep wool, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So the science, the properties of it, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's great. I guess a lot of the kids around here will know quite a bit about sheep already.
You'd think so. There's not many sheep farmers left. Some do, yeah. But they're all country kids that are keen to learn. Mm. And yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Alistair, you've got your own Kiwi Farmer YouTube channel. How's that going? Because I remember you said you were doing one or two videos a week.
Yeah, it's going really well. We're still growing. Subscriber numbers are growing. Yeah, still aiming for the two a week. So some weeks I hit my target and some weeks I don't. Some days you just don't feel like picking up a camera. And no, it's going really well. One thing that struck me recently is the number of kids that watch it. Like primary age kids, just they've got a love of farming and obviously they just, yeah, they love the content. And so I suppose the whole reason I started the channel was I didn't feel like there were everyday farmers putting what they do out there, all the good work that we do as farmers. So how we do look after the environment, how we're conscious of waterways, the technology and the science that's involved behind the decisions that we make on farm. So that was the kind of reason for starting, is just to promote New Zealand farmers and promote our story, just trying to do our bit. And then, yeah, obviously with the number of kids and stuff that are watching it, just trying to promote agriculture as a career pathway as well for young people.
Now, this is the last episode of the series we've been doing, because we've covered a whole year. What would you like to say to our listeners?
Just firstly, thanks very much for tuning in and listening. And then, of course, thanks for those people who have followed us on social media and who continue to follow our journey. It's amazing and humbling to see the messages from people who listen to the Country Life program. You always get quite a few people, especially through other family members, saying, "Oh, you know, we heard them," and it's really nice to show that we're reaching a few people and trying to make a difference. So, thank you for tuning in.
And what are your long term plans? What are your goals for the future for the farm here?
Oh, we jokingly say this, but it's not really a joke, and it's just to be here for another couple of years. Yeah, so that's kind of how tight things are in the ag industry at the moment, is we want to be here in 2 years' time type thing. So yeah, the farm will probably look quite different in 5 years' time, so there'll be more trees, with pretty much jumping into every opportunity that we can. We're up here at the Hill House, so with our on-farm accommodation, so that'll try and ramp up, get a few more people coming in, staying up here. And then, yeah, we're just currently always looking at different opportunities as well. So, yeah, we're still kind of focusing on our bread and butter, which is sheep and beef production. But, yeah, all these other little fringes around the outside certainly help help the overall profitability of the farm too.
Alistair Bird there. Cosmo was also talking to Jenna Bird atop a hill on their farm that sits between Oxford and the Ashley Gorge.